from PRX.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time to be kind to yourself. Hey, don't worry about rewinding, though. But remember tomorrow, if you do rewind, be kind. Take a couple breaths. But it's a nice episode. It's nice. It's time for sleep with me. Speaking of mumbles, it's time for sleep with me. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and I actually need you to listen to this message. If you're a regular listener, sleep with me. If you're new, don't worry about it. But we've got some big decisions with the show on the horizon, so I really, really need your help. If you are a regular listener, sleep with me, and it has changed how you sleep, you rely on the show, you like the show, it does something for you, or you feel good about the podcast, you like it, or you count on it, I really got to ask you to take action. So if Sleep With Me means something to you, or you like it, if you can afford to support the show directly, or you're willing to consider giving up one takeout lunch a month to support Sleep With Me, try out a trial of Sleep With Me Plus and test out Sleep With Me Plus over the 7-day trial and just see what you think. But I think you'll find you'll be blown away, because there's so many different ways to listen to Sleep With Me and stuff like that. So if you think you can afford to support the show, please do that at Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And if it doesn't make a difference to you, like I can move on to something else if you stop making the show, or you decide to put out way, way less episodes, or you change what you're doing. I totally am fine with that. That's fine. But if Sleep With Me really does make a difference for you, I mean, I love making the show. I don't like being direct, because I usually get way more not nice emails when I'm direct about stuff. But I don't want to put out a message like 3 months from now and be like, you know what, we're changing things up and we've made some hard decisions. I want you to be a part of this decision-making process, because it's really like the other time Sleep With Me's been in this place, it's just taken being direct and saying, hey, if you care about the show, I need you to think about doing something about it. So think about it. It'll be cool. Like I trust that there's enough of you out there that get so much out of the show, because I've heard from you before. So yeah, check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, or take one of those other actions. And what do you say we get on with the show?
Also want to thank Scotty and Jennifer on our artwork. Chris Posty Posterson edited this episode, did the theme music. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter. That's where you'll find me. Listeners have their own Facebook group. And I want to thank the moderators over there. Stacy, Lauren, Keith, Julian, Jennifer, and Summer, and Sarah. And that's it. Let's get on with the show.
Hey, you all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble, getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. Welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast. It's here to put you to sleep. We do it a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to try to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's been keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, like physical sensations, emotions, changes in schedule, routine, travel, noise, you know, angst, or like the baffle. Like literally, as I recorded this last night, I couldn't sleep, and it was baffling. The only possible thing I could track it down to is a soda at 2 p.m., or that I was listening to music I don't usually listen to. But it was still a lot of times it could be baffling. But whatever's keeping you awake, maybe I'll talk more about that. But whatever's keeping you awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, extra words, words caught in my mouth that can't come out, sticky words that are sticky when they're in my mouth. I'll use some sticky. Is that a thing? Do people ever say, well, that's a sticky word? I know they think of usually it's more what, the word, it's the meaning is sticky. Isn't that what a meme is? Like a cultural meme? Is that a sticky? No, that's easy, means easily transferable, I think. Repeatable or something like that. But it still is sticky or giggly. I guess it's more like a good meme's giggly most of the time, right?
No one knows. Because I'm supposed to be talking to a new list. So if you're new here, welcome. This podcast to take your mind off stuff and try to help you fall asleep or help you while you fall asleep. And so if you're new, let me give you a structure of show. First 6 minutes are business. It's a sleep podcast, so we got to do that up front. And, you know, if you're new, you can kind of, like, not pay attention. If you're a regular listener, please do me a favor and pay attention. Or when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, say, geez, I better check my show notes. You know, that's how we're trying to keep the show free, 12 episodes a month with free archives is from listener involvement. But if you're new, don't worry about it. Then after that, we have an intro, which we're somewhere near the start of. Those are about 12 to 14 to 16 to 11 minutes or something like that. And the intro is kind of a show within a show. Some people use it. Some people fall asleep to it. Some people skip it. Some people use it during their prep time. A lot of people use it so their animals know, their pets. They say, hey, well, it's time for bed. There goes Scoot. So you up all night tossing, turning. That means it's time for the pets to come in and hog the bed and do that kind of thing. So that's the intro. Then we'll have a story portion, which is about 45 minutes. So as opposed to other podcasts, this podcast should barely need to listen to it. It'll be here. And it should be just interesting enough, if it works for you. It doesn't work for everybody. I give you that right away. But, you know, by right away, I mean like 10 minutes in the show. But if it does work, you just barely need to listen. It should just engage you enough to keep you company while you fall asleep. Give you something else to think about and what's keeping you awake, whatever it is. But it also serves the purpose of being your companion. Like for me last night as an example, it was like, and this is a great thing about making a sleep podcast and having issues falling asleep sometimes. It keeps me fresh. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I thought I had done everything right. I was really tired. I don't think I was overtired. And I did do some blue screen action. So I was pardon the phrase, but screwing around on the internet before, when I shouldn't have been. But I still had about a 30 to 40 minute of reading that I thought would settle my brain down and stuff like that. And then I even fell asleep for 4 seconds. And then, you know, whatever, that baffling thing sometimes when you can't sleep, I said, nah, we won't be going to sleep. And I said, what in the heck? They said, we were just about to sleep. And then bunch of different things. You know, I went through a season. I don't know if, who is it? It's not Melody Beattie. But I mean, why does anybody like this? Maybe this will be another thing I could work on for real this time. The phase, the feelings you go through, what is it? The 7 stages of grief or whatever. There's all these different emotional phases and physical phases when you can't sleep and it's just, you don't know what the heck, why. And then for me, I'm debating should I start reading again? And then I said, I was listening to music. Should I shut the music off? When's the music timer going to go off? Should I check the music to how long I've been lying here? Then I did check the music timer. Then I knew what time it was, which wasn't helpful. Then I said, well, maybe just lie here and relax. And then I said, and then I started observing in the darkness in my room because I've been really trying to be fastidious about getting my room as dark as possible. And then I said, well, how come the room's not as dark as it was last night? What in the heck? And I realized it was because I had my computer screen off, but it was backing up and the Ethernet was making a light. And then I was thinking about that. Then I was so I don't know if anybody can relate to that. I don't mean to take you on an emotional journey. Eventually I did fall asleep. But it's, you know, I guess the main thing is that sometimes it's baffling. It always sucks. I don't know what's keeping you awake, but I'm sorry, whatever it is. It is my true belief you deserve a good night's sleep. You're doing your best out there. And I don't know what, this human condition is not what it's cracked up to be. There's no freaking conditioner or 2-in-1 for this human condition. and it ain't easy. And like, you're like, holy mackerel, like that's when you're rested. So when you're restless and irritable, if you like you say, oh boy. And so the whole idea of the podcast is, I guess, to circumvent that. And I guess for me, it is to stay sharp and I say, okay, well, I know, like, if you've been lying there the past couple of nights, I know what you're going through. And it's not really fair. And that's why I hope this podcast can work for you. That's why I wish it worked for everybody, but it doesn't. I usually recommend giving it a few tries to people because, like if you read the reviews, most people say, well, after a second or third try, I realize, like, we're in a WTF situation. It's like, where you shrug at the end of it, like a shrug emoji. Sleep with me. The shrugs, it's the shrug emoji, the shrug WTF emoji. Ideally with a fox with hearts in its eyes, you know, just for, I don't know why. No, who doesn't need a fox with hearts in its eyes emoji? Anyway, so, so that was me last night. How are you doing tonight? What's up? I think you need a good night's sleep. That's why I'm here. So if you're new, I guess that's the structure of the show. That's kind of what qualifies me, I've been there and I want to help. And the way I help is, even in my situation last night, I didn't have this ability to, you know, to do my own podcast for myself. And, but to have somebody I'm like there's the fairy godparents and, I'm working on, that's going to be our next serial series. There's a spoiler for you, but I don't know when this intro is going to come out. So it might be spoiled already, but I'm like the pillow mother or something. I come in. They say, what's up? You can't sleep. That really seems rough, Drew. Let me just see here. Oh, well, you don't know if you should read or toss and turn, huh? Or should, yeah, that's tough. Why don't you give reading a shot? I'll lie here. I'll sit here. Or I could just sit at the foot of the bed here and talk to you. What's this? I wonder if John Malkovich is busy. Like, if John Malkovich could do that for me. Probably couldn't afford even the, like, worst John Malkovich impersonator. Also, that would definitely need to be by podcast, because, like, especially John Malkovich, like you say, I guess that would be a good podcast episode of interviewing John Malkovich impersonators. How did I get on this topic? I don't know, but, I would really be interested to interview. I don't have an interview podcast, but I'd like to interview some John Malkovich impersonators. But not the impersonator. What's the person that does the voices? How does my brain not know this stuff? Anytime you take a flight, on Southwest, you usually see all the commercials for all the, it's not a ventriloquist, but whatever. The person that could sound like John Malkovich, I guess it's kind of like an impersonator, but impersonator, I always think like they're also dressing as them. So I don't know what I'm talking, but I would like to be like, well, what made you decide to I guess they'd be like, well, who else sounds great, looks chill, seems like, both introverted and extroverted. It definitely would be fun at parties. Seems a bit of complicated. I don't know if contradiction's the right word, cause I don't see anything contradictory, but you know, where you say you're a bit of a paradox, and I'd say you're a bit of a paradox, impersonating. Wait, so you're are you a John Malkovich impersonator that lives in my brain, but I can't impersonate John Malkovich? That's a paradox. But that doesn't sound like John Malkovich. Well, that's because you're impersonating me now. Wait, who's talking? I'm sorry. I'm in the middle of a podcast intro. I got to get out of this circular. Is this a thought experiment? No, but it'll be, but there is experimenters watching this. Okay, great. Anyway, for the love of John Malkovich, I'm here to help. I don't know what else to tell you. And, I don't know, I definitely feel tired right now. I could tell you that much. And so if you're having trouble falling asleep, it'd be my honor to help assist that. And the only way I can do it is by rambling and doing goofy bedtime stories. Using my creaky dulcets, so it's different. It doesn't work for everybody. And if it doesn't work for you, I hope you find something that does. You know, maybe check out some Binaural Beats or some LibriVox books or, you know, Bob Ross or whatever. But I can tell you, I'm glad you found your way here. And, like, give the podcast a few tries. I hope I can be your boyfriend and keep you company. I appreciate you coming by. And I work very hard and I yearn and I strive to help you fall asleep. All right, thanks. All right, buddy, this is Scoots here. If you're new, you don't have to listen to this or worry about it. But if you're a regular listener, maybe you had the same experience I had when I tried to make the show, which was like, how come there's not something out there that sees how I'm feeling in the deep, dark night? And so I decided to make Sleep With Me because I said, is anybody else feeling this loneliness, this inability to turn off, that needs a distraction and a friend, that needs a podcast that puts you to sleep? And so I made Sleep With Me. And the reason we asked for support for the show, whether it's supporting the sponsors or supporting the show directly on Sleep With Me Plus, is because over 120 hours per week of work goes into the show right now. And in the past, I did as much of that as I could myself, and that was never sustainable, right? So if you do count on it, supporting it, just make sure it'll be there for you. So your action kind of, you know, make sure Sleep With Me will be there for you, but a lot of other people too. Kind of cool bonus. And if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, you get everything organized in the way you want to listen. You get story-only episodes. At certain tiers, you get all intro episodes. You get all-night, extra-long compilations. You get bonus shows and exclusives that might not fit in this main feed, and you get ad-free full episodes, of course. But you also get that peace of mind and that joy of participating in something. I don't know, you say, wow, I'm glad this is in the world because I needed it. So if any of that appeals to you, think about supporting the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. But thanks, and those of you that are hearing this have supported the show in the past, thanks a lot, because the show's here because of you. And this isn't, you know, I know not everybody's in a position to support the show, so I totally understand that too, and that's a great thing again for the people that do. There's people that would love to support the show but they can't, or there's people that would love to support the show but they're just kind of stuck or whatever. So your support supports the show for them too, so thank you so much.
Hey everybody, it's been a while since we've done a Trending Twitter Tuesday episode, just because you know, life's just stuff, new stuff out there, hashtag new stuff. But I thought I'd look on Twitter today, and it looks pretty fresh. Fresh today, 3:19 p.m. on a Sunday fun day. And when I say Sunday fun day, I mean make it a podcast to put you to sleep kind of fun day. And I figured, I was thinking about a couple things. I was thinking about breakfast cereal and the breakfast cereal of my youth. Because I said, what am I going to do a Trending Twitter Tuesday episode about today? And then when I sat down to record, I was trying to think, as I was taking the Twitter picture, I thought of like a desert island. I don't know why my brain associates breakfast cereal with desert islands. And I know there's like desert island discs, but my brain doesn't retain stuff, or like it's not good at rating stuff I like. So then I was thinking, man, like, well, what is like, also it's a National Cheesecake Day, according to Twitter. So another reason to stay sweet on these late, and then you could say, well, it's a dessert island. Maybe that's my dyslexia brain and breakfast cereal is like dessert. But then I remember this one time, we could call this Desert Island Breakfast Cereal or something. That's not creative enough. Maybe I'll think of a title. But I do have this strange habit, and I don't know if it's something to do with the, like, it's different than the Bermuda Triangle, because this happens only when I'm out in this, there's this vortex, I think it's in Battle Creek, Michigan. That's like because the cereal barons, they have their own lake, I think, out there. But at least that was what I was believed as a youth. But I think this seems very tropical, like whenever I'm out of desert island. So I don't know how that's possible. But when you're a cereal baron, you know, anything's possible. That's one of the things they say at their meetings. I think there's only three cereal barons that I like, I get the board game barons, which, you know, there's a lot of positive board games making indentations or whatever into that,
But you never hear about, how come you don't hear about indie cereals? You hear about indie board games, but never indie cereals. And this was just one of the conversations I was having, like this one trip to a desert island I had. And I was out there on the beach with a couple characters that I had, like, been, it was started just like any day, like when I go, we went out on a pontoon boat on Battle Creek, Michigan, go down Battle Creek, and next thing you know, you go past, you know, the great, you know, mansions of the barons, cereal barons. You know, then you go through the fields, like, I don't know if this is why they call it Battle Creek, but, you know, the remnants of the great cereal wars before they, whatever, I don't know how they instituted these monopolies they have, but again, this isn't a podcast about any of that. But you see the remnants of when the cereal barons didn't get along and collude. And the people on the pontoon boat were just laughing as I was talking about indie cereals as opposed to indie board games. And they said, well, there's generic cereals. And I said, yeah, but there's generic board games too. Like, how many Monopoly clones can you play? And I said, yeah, sure. I've had, you know, like whatever, Pebble Bites or whatever the ones, the Flintstones or, you know, Cocoa Nibbles. And all of a sudden, we broke through after you go through a couple other things. That's when you get into the tropical, you know, this, I don't know how, again, it's a vortex or something. And we went into the tropical seas. And maybe it's because I didn't check the weather reports or that I know how to drive a boat or because who I was on the boat with, who was like a pink, like three serial characters, that we got lost in the vortex, so, you know, storm, washed up on the beach on a desert island. That stuff's not important. Also, a pontoon boat didn't belong to me. It belonged to, where was I? That's another question. I was at a party, I snuck into a cereal baron party. And during the party, I went to the restroom, and who did I see at the stall next to me? Freaking Count Chocula. I didn't believe it. And to answer any questions about private questions, yes, it was like, it looked like Yoo-Hoo, what was coming out to Count Chocula. And I wasn't looking, it just was, saw it out of the corner of my eye. But I said, holy, they said, what in the name of Cocoa Bits, to Count Chocula, how you doing? And then I washed my hands. Couldn't see him in the mirror, so it's definitely for real Count Chocula, not someone Count Chocula cosplay. And I said, like, it was a little bit intimidated by meeting a celebrity, and I tried to make it, like, awkward. I said, are we going to do the Monster Mash later? And Count Chocula looked a little bit down, and I said, sorry, I'm like an awkward person. And the Count Chocula said, so am I. And they said, well, what's with the frowny fang face, Count Chocula? And he kind of grinned at that. And he said, well, I'm a seasonal cereal now. And I said, what in the name? I said, you're kidding me. And he said, well, when was the last time? And I said, do you get paid by commission? And he said, I don't really want to talk cereal. And I said, do you want to go for a walk? He said, well... And I said, how about, I said, Count, I said, are Boo Berry and Frankenberry here? And he said, I call them the Berry Buds, by the way. And I said, oh, that's, I said, Berry Buddies? And he said, close enough. And I said, well, I saw there was a giant pontoon boat out on that creek out there. I said, what do you say, I don't drink. I said, why don't you guys get loaded and I'll take you out on the pontoon boat and we'll have some laughs. And he said, I said, we could push Frankenberry in the water and see if the water could, because I would like to do a couple experiments anyway. And he said, a deal. And so that was what one thing led to another. And then next thing I know, I'm on a desert island with Count Chocula, Frankenberry, Boo Berry. And I'll tell you what, those three are not Robinson Crusoe type characters. Count Chocula is definitely whatever that one, like he's a bit of a downer. And a couple other questions that did I get on their nerves? Yes, because they kept trying to flavor salt water, and I would say make mine a milkshake, and then I would have either one of them jump into the water, and I would call them salt shakes. They were seawater with lightly flavored with either blueberry, chocolate, or strawberry. And I would say, I'd just smell it, these three were not, just corporate symbols. And I don't really know anything. So we were originally, we got to figure out what we're going to do if we're going to be living on this desert island together. And they didn't seem to really anything to motivate them until I actually took a few seconds to think about it. And then I was like, oh, wait a second. They said, you know what? Like, you guys just went from being seasonal cereals to non-existent cereals. I said, people are always trying to forget about me, but I'm like, they probably forgot. I said, now that you're out of the, I said, who's going to keep watch over the seasonal production of your cereals? And they get, then they started to get wild eyed. And I said, well, if we could figure, if we could get a structure built to keep us from the elements, for starters, and find some fresh water, anyone that could float and move faster or change into, flying. I said, maybe you two. And I said, Frankenberry, you have the strength of 10 strawberry based, creatures. And I said, maybe we could even figure out a way to get you unseasonalized, like if we get back in time. And then they wanted to build a boat. I said, haven't you ever seen? I said, we got to build a structure first, then a boat. Come on. So that was how they, we built a structure. They found water. Then we found berries, sadly enough. Booberry found them. And we all had a laugh at that. And then, what's his name? Then I started thinking, at night I started thinking, well, I'm not made of chocolate, so I don't think I have to worry about Count Chocula. And they said, are you going to go through chocolate withdrawal? And he said, well, I don't know. This is my first time away from home. And I said, you're kidding me. And they said, no, we've been on tour for 35 years. So then they started enjoying the life of, just barely existing out on a desert island. I think for one afternoon, they enjoyed that. And then Booberry was saying that Booberry missed Adrian Beltre, who was a baseball player. And I said, well, I don't really know anything. I said, do you play fantasy sports, Booberry? And Booberry did, and was talking about rotisserie baseball and fantasy football. So I fell asleep for about 4 or 5 days because that was, and I said, man, this desert island living is, not exactly you three are not exactly entertaining. He said, and everyone was a bit lethargic, a bit grouchy. And I said, if my estimate is by anything, I said, we're missing the back to, we got to get you seasonally related to the back to school season. Meanwhile, I guess the whole time I'm back in my head, I kind of felt like I was dealing with a moral dilemma. Because they said, well, you can't give these guys false hope. The days of sugared cereal are numbered. And I guess I've been saying that in my sleep every night anyway. So they didn't, that's why they weren't sleeping good. And I was thinking, well, it'd be like fake back to school facts, Count Chocula increases your child's attention span. So then we got honest. And then we had, listen, I think you could accept that, you're going from, seasonal, to special purchase only, or you could change, what is the general? I said, do you report directly to the general? And they looked at me, and I guess cause they were just salaried staff, with, some sort of profit sharing on only And I said, man, we got to figure out, I said, we can't reinvent you. And I said, no offense, Booberry and Frankenberry, but I said, and also Count Chocula a little bit, your whatever the last rebranding makeover they did to you, really, you didn't exactly. So I said, first things first, let's do like makeovers, which I think I've seen in Desert Island Movies before, or maybe just on the TV show Survivor. And that gave me a chance to really, I guess it did, like not in a, like in a friendship intimacy level, like there's a lot of physical contact when you're doing makeovers on desert islands, and none of them really have any hair. Like, Booberry's got something on Booberry's head, or no, that's Frankenberry, but like, and then Count's got the Widow's Peak, and we had Widow's Peak off, because I have a pretty good Widow's Peak, always had one. And then, like, I guess now they're like, oh, no, that's just your hairline. And I said, well, it's still like a, and they said, that's like a widowed peak, like your dating life. And I said, hilarious. And they said, well, like, if it's those three of you will be wondering which one of you I'm attracted to if we're stuck in this island. And that, like, that actually was too across the line. And I said, I'm just kidding. Even though I wasn't, I was wondering that to myself. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, I can accept, like, anyway, not important, because it was Booberry, just in case, I guess for curious minds, you know, want to know. But so I gave everybody makeovers, got them back looking like they did in the, you know, 70s, 80s, and 90s, and not like these, like, post-aught, like, I don't know, sugared versions of themselves. And then we started to pitch stuff, because they said, remember those sea-based milkshakes I was smelling? And then I was flavoring my water, but, you know, it's not really, like, other than the Yoo-Hoo, like, without bubbles, even the Yoo-Hoo flavor wasn't really doing it for me. And I was wondering if any of the, like, 1,000 vitamins and minerals supposedly in their systems was, like, leaking into the water when I was having them flavor my water. But I said, we got to figure out, like, I said, okay, there's a couple paths for the three of you. I said, you know, the milkshake thing, you know, the milkshake thing's going on currently while we're here, you know, they're in the ice cream thing. But I was like, how could you go from being a breakfast staple to a ice cream novelty? I mean, I said, whoa, ice cream novelties. Okay, so I said, we might have to come up with a multi-pronged branding strategy. And I said, that is step one. All three of you need a single, like, unibranded ice cream novelty. I said, that's perfect. Like, I don't think we're going to start there, but we will. I said, get good humor on the phone when we get back. And I said, I'm thinking, like, on a stick, like a popsicle, shaped like each of you, you know, just like a popsicle. And you know what, Count Chocula, I know that, like, there once there was something called a pudding pop, and that fell out of favor, and it won't be coming back because of PR. But if we could put the taste of a pudding pop in, like, the Count Chocula bar... We won't call it that, but that's just a working title. I said, these sounds delicious, the Frankenberry bar and the Booberry bar. Okay, so that's one place. Okay, I said, I'm going to have to charge you three a consultant fee. I said, the whole idea would be with my, you know, my strategy for the three of you is that at least everybody gets reminded of you twice a week. That would be probably once a month that someone's in a 7-Eleven or a bodega or a corner store, and they look into the cooler and see the three of you. And we'll get really good artists to do that. So they'll spot those things. And and anytime they gave me doubt, I said, I can hear Barney and Fred Flintstone calling me now. So go ahead and, I don't know what that friggin' Lucky Rabbit's name is, but you three of the Lucky Rabbits getting stranded with me. And that would, quiet them down. And then I said, okay, here's another idea. Like, this is niching, but I said, I think this could, I used to have a t-shirt, things not to say at the gym, which was anything for me. Like, so when I, and it was written in reverse. So when I would go to the gym, I would see that in the mirror and I would know not to talk, you know, cause usually I'd say to like the biggest person in there, like, now those are dumbbells. They like, and they'd say, well, you got, you know, right. Say, are those dumbbells? And they said, well, I think they found the right person, stuff like that. So I knew not to say stuff like that because it wasn't a good idea. And also not to say anything like if by just accident someone that I had seen at the gym and I said, wubba, 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 holy booberry. Like when they would talk to me, like at the water fountain or something, even opening my mouth would ruin that. They say, you go, so did you go to that Pilates class? I'd say, man, yes, the Pilates. So I learned not to talk at all. But I know people in the gym. There's two kinds of, like, drinks that the people at the gym like. There's the ones that come pre-made, which we could use the same strategy as the, I don't know, we could get one of the big companies online. And each bottle would look like one of you and taste like those are three of the most popular flavors, strawberry, chocolate, blueberry. We'll bring it back. Don't worry, blueberry. And we could probably get actual, I think you all, like if you were not 100% artificially flavored, there'd actually be antioxidants. Now, of course, we can, you know, enrich you. And then you could have actual protein powder, like, but those would be niching, so I don't think, or niching, whatever. But, so I'm thinking I'm taking us off topic here. I mean, I think if we could get someone like a big, like director, like someone like Richard Linklater, to do like an animated show with the three of you, that would be another way to keep you in the forefront of people's minds. But I think also, trying to find other, you know, other things. I think with the dessert thing, I mean, the problem is that people get, like, realistically, people can only eat dessert once a week, like, if you're doing what you're supposed to. I mean, I wonder, how come the three of you have never been snack-caked before? Like, seriously, like you're perfect for snack cakes, just your heads in a snack cake. And again, that would be, especially Count Chocula. I mean, no offense to the other two, but I've eaten enough, you know, devil food, whatever, to say, like, I would eat Count Chocula's head. And I'm also a big fan of zingers. So blueberry, we could maybe do something like a zinger, though I don't think, I think the zingers put that company out of business. And then like a blueberry snowball for blueberry, but we could even, I think we can get you in the snack cake. So that's like, gives us another, we're down to 29 days. We got to figure out a month to expose you to people. And I don't know, like, here's an idea. I was just thinking of Mark Hamill Drive. I was thinking you three would be good as droids. Like this would at least get us through, like, the end of the, whatever the decade they're calling this, maybe even to, let's carry us to 2022. And this could be two-pronged. We would need an insider at Disney and Lucasfilm that would be into this. But this is a two-pronged strategy. One, I think you three are perfect droids. And BB-88's got a, but they had the other droid at the other movie. He was cool. He was funny. And I forgot that droid's name. But, you know, that's not important anyway. But here's the two things. Like, one, we need someone high level. We would have you cookies. Like, so every Star Wars movie from now forever, there would always be a blueberry droid, a Frankenberry droid, and a Count Chocula droid in the background somewhere. If we could just get that, that would be good. But then I think, like, when's the first droid movie with droid leads coming? Like, let's see. I think Frankenberry, you'd be a good, like, C-3PO, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's a C-3PO post-Quill or prequel or something, like a pinkish, you're the most, because you are a bit like a robot. and you could be part of C-3PO's backstory. I don't know. I think like having some droids save the day. I guess the droids are always playing a key role in all the movies. So people would say, well, why would you give the droids their own movie? And it's exactly, why not give them a Richard Linklater-based show? I think there was already a show called Star Wars Droids, maybe. But you would be a droid in breakfast cereal. Again, I wanted to say then we could reintroduce the breakfast cereals, but they're not healthy. So we really can't, because I can't be dishonest with you three as you're lying here on the beach listening to me ramble on and on. And I said, let's start digging a hole. Like this was not the consulting. Like this was something to keep them busy. And I figured, how the heck are we going to get off this freaking thing? So they started digging a hole, and I was telling them about that book I loved as a kid. So that was working. And then I said, okay, back to the droid movie. And he said, it was the droid TV show. I think having you in the background, maybe in the Marvel movies too, maybe we could get Disney to purchase the rights to you three. And, okay, so now we're getting close. So that, I don't think that buys, I guess one Star Wars movie a year, that buys us a day, a month, generally, of awareness. So now we're down to 28 days. And again, I don't think merchandise is reliable because that people have to buy it and see it in their own home. No, Booberry, I know you want to be a phone case. We could make you a phone case, but that's not going to solve your issues, like snack cakes and treats are. I guess we got to keep desertifying you till we run out, like here on this desert island. I guess just shakes would be less. Okay, so we're stuck. So we are stuck. How do I save you three? I'm strapping myself. Let's keep digging this hole, though. Let's keep digging deeper and deeper. I don't think this is ironic or a metaphor, Count Chocula. Where are we digging a hole to get off this island? We got to get deeper into the island. Of course we can't see the surface anymore because, that's where we were stuck. Now we're deep in this hole underneath a desert island. Well, of course it's dark down here, Booberry. I don't have any good ideas, and we got to keep digging till we get to water. Oh, the hole's starting to fill with water. That's fine. Let's just start digging in another direction. We do know. Okay, everybody calm down. We just dug a hole. And it's tasting like all three of you, but that it doesn't really do us any good because it's it's too much of a flavor. Let me think, because I was trying to think of how to save you three. Oh, you're right. We should let's dig this way. Trust me. Yeah, good job, Frankenberry. Keep digging. Oh boy, yeah, I think I do hear something. I hear some noise. Yeah, I think we're probably near the center of the earth, and oh boy, look through there. We are. This is some sort of chamber. Okay, holy cow. I think everything's changed. This is it's a population of inner earth dwellers, and they don't look friendly to earth. I think I had a run-in with the inner earth dwellers at some point, and they keep coming up in every book I read. These Morlocks, they're called. Yeah, but these ones look nicer. Yeah, they're very cute. Here's an idea, because they see us. So let me do the talking here. No, you know what? Let's keep with Star Wars. Pretend you've captured me, and you three are, you're not human, so they should, but let me do the talking. Oh, you caught me again. You three. Yep, thanks for bringing me to the center of the earth. How you doing? Yeah, I'm a surface dweller. Yeah, I know you loathe me. What am I doing? Well, I got caught by these three. This is Count Chocula. He's a royal, yep. Frankenberry and Booberry. Well, what are we doing down here? Well, they were bringing me down here because I tried to I got them to a desert island, and I tried to guide them because, oh boy, it's a complicated one. They caught me because I was trying to catch them. You see, back on the surface world, there's a history of these three being the most beloved cereals. Do you eat breakfast cereal down here? You don't. What do you eat? Mostly rocks by looking at your teeth. It's dark down here. Well, why don't you show us around your realm? We're not going to do anything. These three are like totally like TK421 or whatever, you know, yeah, they don't talk a lot because it's complicated. Why don't we sit down? Okay, how you doing? You're the rest of the Morlocks. Great to meet you. You're the cutest things ever. I don't know what in the name of Jules Verne they were thinking. So you're all down here. What are you working on, like a 30-decade plan to mess up things on the surface? Oh, yeah, we are doing a great job by ourselves. Thanks. That's hilarious. Oh, really? You're just waiting it out? Huh. Well, you're just going to wait it out down here. Interesting. Well, people on the Earth are probably crying. I don't know if you've seen the news. You do watch the news. Yeah, things seem stressful up there. You know why they're stressful? No one's talking about it, but these three are missing. Yeah, well, no, missing over the, you said you don't have sugared breakfast cereal. That's why everybody on Earth is so grouchy. Oh, let me tell you the tale. Back in, 1940s, everybody used to eat sugary stuff for breakfast, all humans. Yeah, and we did that for a while, maybe, 50, 60 years, and then it became the point where you could only do it on the weekends because it was like a bad idea. Yeah. And so what am I talking about? I'm trying to tell you the history of the three heroes. Count Chocula. Yeah. Of course you don't have a good signal down here. Trust me on this one. Okay. Do any of you guys have General Mills' phone number? Okay. Make sure to get a hold of him. Okay, well, when you get a signal, just take it Booberry's going to use your phone. Don't worry about it. Oh, that's somebody's phone they left down here. Well, don't worry. Anyway, so these three were the cat's pajamas, if you don't mind me saying, of breakfast cereals, and everybody used to enjoy them when they could because it was a luxury. And at some point we decided once people were used to consuming all that sugary breakfast cereal with iconography, and yeah, kind of like a myth. They were the myth of my childhood that it was good for me and that it was supposed to taste good. And actually I didn't even get to eat these three. Yeah, these are the three greatest cereal barons. You've heard of the cereal barons before. Yeah, these are the three cereal barons. Well, yeah, I think I'm prepared to offer you, if you let me go, these three could become your heroes down here. You could keep them out of Earth, and everything on Earth will be continuing on the current path, because once you do your research, you're going to realize that as soon as these three became seasonal cereals, which doesn't even make any sense, and that's when I think you can align it with when things you're like, okay, that's when things really went off the rails. I don't know. I think it's from sugar spikes or something. I don't know. But I was thinking all of you could eat. I mean, cause you already look so healthy down here without, just living in the middle of the earth. It's great for your skin, by the way. Do you have names down here? You don't. Oof. Well, okay, let's start with this. Who would want a cereal? Anybody interested in trying a breakfast cereal? Okay, Boo Berry, just have them airdrop it into the hole we dug. Great. What would you prefer? Have you ever had any blueberries? Well, it doesn't matter because it doesn't taste like blueberries. It tastes like what you wish blueberries tasted like. That's blueberry. And then if you like strawberries, but you, what you really like is something that tastes 10 times more delicious. Here's a question, Morlocks. Do you like drinking milk? Does it drip out of stalactites? I don't think it does. I think that's probably like a chalk water. Okay, let's flavor some chalk. Bring me to your chalk water fountains. Yeah, I'll get you. Let's have a couple bowls of cereal. And so then this is Count Chocula. Count Chocula cereal's coming your way. How about a monster for breakfast today? That's what they used to say on Earth. No, they don't say it anymore. Believe it or not, my daughter was raised to tell on me to her mom if I gave her sugary breakfast cereal, except on Saturdays. That's the kind of children we're raising on Earth now. So, no, yeah, well, no. Oh, you want me to tell me? Okay, let's sit down. Let's everybody. Boo Berry will tell us when the cereal gets here. Well, I guess you Morlocks would have to decide how much cereal you should eat. I mean, if you look at, like, right now, the sugar cereal consumption's down. So if you want to do things like we're doing on Earth, I guess you would not eat any. But if you want to be ready to take things over, you probably should eat it three times. Hold on. What are you saying, Frankenberry? Well, I can hear you say, excuse me, Morlocks, we're just going to have a private conversation here, Frankenberry and I. Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying, but these are I think anything about science fiction's true. Well, extincting them via breakfast cereal probably be a good thing. What's that, Count Chocula? Do I think Earth's current problems are tied to a reduction in drinking and eating sugared cereal? I never thought about it till I made it up as a false premise, but it may not be a false premise. You're right, Count Chocula, but we'll have to talk about that when I return to Earth. Then I'll come and get you in a few decades. Well, first I have to finish selling. So, okay, hey, Morlocks, yeah, so you want to hear about, well, I was raised, I was the oldest of six kids, and so we normally, the thing about these breakfast cereals is that especially ones like Boo Berry, Frankenberry, and Chocula, whatever his name is, Count Chocula, those cereals were cost a pretty penny, like they were more expensive. So oldest as six kids, we would only get a sugared cereal occasionally, or if it was on sale. But also, these used to come with toys in them. I don't know, toys were worth like 0.0 cents, 0.05 cents. So what we would do is wait till my mom came home in the grocery store. Then in like a Darwin-like exchange, try to be the first person to get the toy out, depending on the cereal, or to eat 80% of the cereal, depending on how good the cereal was. And what was our determination? Well, these three set the standard, I'll be honest with you, unless they back out, and then it would be the Flintstones. But like these three, they had the perfect kind of, I think the biggest thing is, especially with that you have chalk-flavored water. It tastes like chalk, right? Well, here, let's test this out. No, Frankenberry, please sit in the chalk water, please. Frankenberry, move around in there. Yeah, swim around in there. Yeah, we'll see. See how it's turning pink. One of the biggest determinations is the drinkability of the milk after or during, but preferably after you finish the cereal, is like how the milk tastes, and will you drink all the milk? So yeah, look at how pink that milk's turning. No, let's not have a glass of it yet. Then the second factor is consumability, and is everything sugared and flavored? Because just frosting it is good, but not good enough for like really blowing your mind. And then you have mouthfeel, crunchability, and then marshmallows, which these three had plenty of. Dehydrated marshmallows or something like a marshmallow. Well, you'll see when it gets here. Booberry, can you check in to see if the, oh, it is here. Okay, start bringing it in. Okay, it comes with a bill. Do you have gold down here, right? Okay, so the cereal barons, they'll take it in gold because then they don't even have to report it as income. No, they'll send an accountant down, I'm sure. So, you like, and they have plenty of cereal. Believe me, this is, like, this is going to work great for everybody except, like, the future. You know, it's going to work great mostly. Yeah, so, okay, let's all taste this strawberry chalk water. Oh, boy. Is that good? Look at you, Morlocks. Are you giggling? After just one sip, you've never had sugar before. Okay, no pushing one another. Hey, Morlocks, do you ever watch WWF? Well, I think they call it WWE now. Okay, well, I'll teach you about that, too. Do you have an easier way to get to the return to the surface of the Earth? Okay, great. Just show me where that is. Okay, it's over here. Okay, why don't you get everything set up? I'll be right back. Okay, Count Chocula, Blueberry, Frankenberry, come over here. Okay, so we're going to live shoot. I'm going to go back to the surface. I'm going to tell Richard Linkletter what's going on down here. And I'm going to say, hey, I'll tell Richard Linkletter about this so that you three went undercover to the center of the Earth. And you set in course a way to oversugar the Morlocks, and which turns out they exist. That's interesting. That's newsworthy if I've never. Yeah, and then you'll be on the news. You'll be in a movie or an animated feature. This will make getting the Star Wars stuff wicked easy. Oh, you're right. Good job, Booberry. You're right. Maybe we should leak it out as just a rumor. But you three will need to stay down here to make sure until they get addicted to, oh, it's not addictive. Of course it's not addictive, Count Chocula. You're so right. Until everybody gets used to it, and their system gets used to consuming it three times or four times a day. Look at how much chalk water they're drinking. Oh, here comes the cereal. Oh, boy, they're already playing music. It's just like C-3PO. Look, they have thrones for you three. Oh, boy, what a time to be down here at the center of the Earth. What great days, huh? How you doing? Yeah, I'm going to go back to the surface of the Earth. Oh, to make sure that you have a steady supply of cereal, of course. Who are the Flintstones? Don't worry about it. These three are going to take care of everything. And also, could you pay the bill for the, I lost a pontoon boat, belongs to one of the cereal barons, too. Oh, everybody's a little overstimulated. Well, here, I'll tell you a tale. Okay, everybody lie down with your cereal boxes. Yeah, hold it tight, just like a pillow. Yeah, there once was three best friends, Booberry, Frankenberry, and Count Chocula. And they had inside them the biggest of hearts, marshmallow-shaped, sugary sweet, and they wanted to bring joy, not just to the surface of the Earth, but deep beneath it. And they said to the people of the Earth, like, hey, things are pretty sweet up here. Well, let's make them sweet down there. And the Earth people said, no. As a matter of fact, no thank you. And they were brave and they were so caring. They waited until the time was right to come down here and share themselves with you. And each time you open up a cereal, not only is the reward of eating the whole box, there's a prize inside of everything. And so you could sleep well thinking of those three, and they'll be down. And I'll be back. Don't worry, you three. I'll be back. 20, 30 years. Yeah, no doubt. Good night. I want to thank some people supporting the show on Patreon. Alistair, Sabrina, Sky, Denise, Casper, Ashley, and Charlotte. Thanks. Thank you all. Thanks so much, and good night. And a triple thank you to all of you, because I haven't done any thank yous in a little while, so I I'm out of pace here. But thanks for your support and good night. Thanks to Rachel, Victor, and Annie. Good night, and thanks to Christy, Heather, and Nancy. Thanks and good night to Sharon, Anthony, and Janai. Thanks and good night to Andrea, Jay, and Diana. Good night and thanks to Julie, Mahia, and Joanna. Thanks and good night to Ariel, Emily, and Cindy. Good night and thanks to Andrew, Barbara, and Sarah. Thanks and good night to Emily, Michelle, and to Carrie. Thanks and good night to Rachel, Kira, and Jonathan. Good night and thanks to Carolyn, Connor, and Sarah. Thanks and good night to Danny, to Antonia, and to Jen. Good night and thanks to Alexander, to Mary, and to Stacy. Thank you and good night to Paul, to Lisa, and to Melanie. Good night and thanks to Travis, to Rebecca, and to Emil. Thanks and good night to Emily, Brad, and Patrick. Good night and thanks to Alyssa, to Megan, and to Kendra. Thanks and good night to Nicholas, Lauren, and Sierra. Good night and thanks to Graham, to Matt, and to Sean. Thanks and good night to Stuart, Taylor, and Jennifer. Thanks and good night to Andrea, Jules, and Barbara. Good night and thank you to Amanda, to Matt, and to Ketchup. Thanks and good night to Claire, to Heather, and to Allison. Good night and thanks to Kurt, to Lou, and to Madeline. Thanks and good night to Lucy, to Janet, and Corey. Good night and thank you to Brenda, Jason, and Nicole. Thanks and good night to Sophia, to Carrie, and to Jamie. Thanks and good night to Jean, to Jada, and to Margaret. Thanks and good night to Gina, to Liz, and to Caitlin. Thank you and good night to Erica, to Jules, and to Brittany. Good night and thank you to Danielle, to Aaron, and to Christine. Thanks and good night to Barbara, Carol, and Gwendolyn. Thanks and good night to Wendy, Ashley, and Yannick. Thanks and good night to Stephen, to Sophia, and to Silky. Thanks and good night to Dawn, to Stefan, to Cuss Bunny. Thank you and good night to Charles, Oystein, and to Justin. Thanks and good night to Kirsten, to Angela, and to Jennifer L. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Thanks and good night for the support. I couldn't do it without you. All right, everybody, Scoots here. I'm doing our month in review on Sleep With Me Plus, which is similar, if you're still listening on Patreon, if you could think about moving over, but it's going to be similar to what you would have seen there this month. And as far as the ad-free episodes, a lot of them are coming out in the ad-supported feed that you all listen to as well. I gotta find the right podcast app. So I was also buying time because, so on Sleep With Me Plus, one of the main differences, everything is separated out into its own feeds. So there's four different podcasts. I'm going to start with the bonus episode podcast. So it just has bonus shows. And on March 2nd, a mayor tour, Welcome to Scooterville, a Postie special edition super deluxe episode came out. These are really cool. They come out on a couple Saturdays a month. And these are something that's just really important, been really important to me. Ideally down the road, we'll have budget to do more or somebody else even do a version 2. But it's basically Chris Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful. Takes an episode of Sleep With Me and reimagines it in a sense, which that's pretty much it. Like, that's all the instructions for Chris. Hey, take an episode, reimagine it. But this year, Chris has been doing this for years. So in the bonus feed, it's years and years and years of this. As a matter of fact, in the bonus feed I'm looking at, there's 377 episodes. I think that's in the Borbesties feed. But so right now in 2020. Four, is that what year it is? Chris is doing this Scooterville series. So definitely worth checking out if you're like, love Sleep With Me, you're looking for something like a little bit different with some sound design, you want to listen to it during the day, or a lot of people, when they start to support the show and they discover these, this is what they sleep to because everybody's a little bit different. What else we got in this feed? Audio news, Scooterville, oh, Contact, TNG Contact Part 2 came out since I think we last recorded this. And then a Fearless Flyer episode is about to come out. I think maybe this week, the February Fearless Flyer episode. Okay, then Boar Besties and Boar Friends also get a feed with all intro and all night shows. So Thursday night, an all intro episode came out. Weird, the all night episode, I might have archived it, but Big Farm in the Sky PI, huh, I guess there's an all-night episode that's going to come out or should be in this feed that is, so doesn't seem to be there. So this is good. I'm checking this. This is live quality control. Maybe it's in another feed. I put it in the wrong feed. But yeah, not sure which one it is either. So I'll have to look into that. So that's interesting. Okay, then you get a feed with ad-free full episodes. And so they don't have any, they don't have the supporter zone, they don't have the sponsor stuff, they don't have the Mystery Bard music or the thank yous at the end, but they are something that, because you can listen to that in the ad-supported version, right? But so let's see, episode 1245 came out Sunday, that was Great British Bake Off episode 8, Multiplex episode 3 came out, Hickory Dickory Farms, Ren Faire with Ray came out March 3rd, 1243, 1242, Bake Off episode 7 came out, February 25th, Multiplex episode 2 came out, Julius J. Juice, what else we got, 1240, Apple Cider Redo, that was Trader Joe's Shop and Cook episode, big retraction in that one. You know, retracted my opinion on apple cider donuts from Trader Joe's. So, yeah, and then the audio news. And then in story only, we had, the same thing. Everything comes out on Sleep With Me Plus. This is so cool. There's something we only have been able to do since we moved to a new platform, is we're able to put out the story only episodes and the full episodes on the same day because they're in separate podcasts. We couldn't do that on the old platform because everything would just been too clogged up and it would just been too confusing for a large number of people. So now, yeah, story only, there's like a lot of story only fans and yeah, they got the same thing. Great British Bake Off 8, Multiplex 3, Ren Faire with Ray, Great British 7, Multiplex 2, Trader Joe's Shop and Cook, Apple Cider, then Dessert Week, Great British Bake Off, whatever, episode 6, Multiplex 1, Wandering Towers, Board Game Unboxing. So yeah, that's everything that came out this week. I don't have my calendar in front of me. I've been working really hard at the planning calendar, and we got some exciting stuff coming up to sleep to. That's so exciting, you don't need to listen to it. What do we have? Multiplex 7 I recorded yesterday. Started writing Multiplex 8 today. These are a couple months away, but The Guild, the web series of The Guild, did the part of season 1 of that, and we're definitely going to do season 1 of that and probably season 2, maybe go on, I don't know, maybe do season 1 and season 2 and take a break. Those will be coming out late spring, early summer. I came up with two new ideas for random Tuesday episodes, one with pillow, like other plush friends, a pillow pet, and then another one that would be called the Marble Vagabond. And those are episode ideas that came out of intros. Neither of those has been recorded, though. Those intros were recorded. The Marble Vagabond intro will be in part two of our coverage of the movie Bring It On. What else have we recorded? We did in the last month, we did an episode called Willy Wonka Interactive Experience, Immersive Adventure, which I was really happy with. And that's going to be a new genre of Sleep With Me style show of like poorly run immersive experiences, like the one like that kind of got a lot of press. And we got to work on the audio for something very similar, but it was called the Willy Wonka Experience. Also not a very high budget experience, but at least it had audio from Scoots or a narrator like Scoots. So that'll come out late spring, early summer. And then our crossover series, we got three episodes done, episode 2, 3, and 4 from season 1. So that'll be coming out this spring too and summer. So yeah, that's everything right now. And thanks so much. If you're listening, it's a free feed. It'd be great if you think about supporting the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. This enables us to do everything we do, and those of you that support the sponsors, we also really count on those of you that just spread the word about the show. So thank you for doing that, and that's it. Good night, everybody.